across Maya is a violent sickness altering the very form of nature. The people cower behind city walls, losing their connections to history and all hope of a better life. But six seasoned adventurers, Allegan, gnome sorcerer, Logoth, the bone-armed cleric, Mativis, Varana samurai, Nydia, hag hedgewitch, Ogan the Anvil, human cleric, and Ravi, half-orc magus librarian, will be called out of retirement to battle monsters and the sickness itself, speak with the gods above and below, and separate myth from truth. Join us for The Great Old Ones.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. When last we left our intrepid adventurers, there was a giant glacial toad that they had just slew. What had almost slew them? Anybody want to catch us up to speed where we are? Anybody remember? It's been a while since we've slung dice.
I'm almost dead.
You are.
Trying to find our way through these ice caves to get to off the mountain that we're kind of stuck on. And Allegan is hurting because there's like a void of positive energy around.
I don't even know that it's hurting. It's just kind of, it's odd. I'm finding it odd. Maybe a little distracting.
And incredibly noticeable.
Yeah.
We fought a bunch of emaciated yetis and we found our way through the
pottery that was made from stone that is imbued or radiating small amounts of positive energy.
Radiating.
Yeah.
You haven't done enough. I would say that you haven't done enough testing on it.
Yeah, I've got a chunk with me, so.
When Matt G gets back, I cast Cure Moderate Wounds on him.
So you guys had just slew the glacial toad. Ye old toad.
Ye old toad.
Let's see. 17. Matt G? You have 17 health added to your... I just came and touched you on your shoulder.
Thank you very much.
Are you still hurt, Matt?
I am at 45 out of 72, so...
Jeez.
I could probably do with a bit more since I've taken most of the damage again.
Well, you did take somewhat of a beating. And how long... It's been a while since you guys have rested, if I... I'm remembering correctly.
I'll have to trust your memory.
Because I feel like you guys have gone through, you were traveling down the mountain, sought shelter, and then have been running through the caves for quite some time.
No, he's right. We haven't rested since before we got into the cave.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we need
to
do that.
18, Matt.
Thank you. Yeah, I think I'm good now. I'm up to 63, so yeah, it's fine. Yeah, could do with a rest as well, so I can get back some of my stuff.
Do you think this like little T intersection here would be a good place to set up a camp? It'd be out of the wind at least.
Yeah, because that frog giving us a bit of like cover from the elements.
Well, I mean, you guys are inside of a cave. No, you're good, man. Go ahead. What was the question?
If we're in this little like tunnel that we're in, where we defeated the frog, we'd only have two entrances to guard. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we have two people on watch. You have one person at each end of this little tunnel. We could conceivably camp right here.
Giving you, just kind of give you an idea of what's going on, where the toad is, the kind of the area that it's standing on slash kind of partially submerged in is ice. It's like a deep, slushy, I mean, it is solid. It can be walked on, but the area that the toad came up through, what was like a very flash frozen or solid frozen kind of water way.
So cold and wet.
Yeah.
We could go back. We just came through all those corridors with all the yetis.
Allegan, can you see what's ahead of you? Is there a good place to sleep?
I'm guessing that this is my field of vision.
Yep.
Up here.
Yep. What you're looking for, do you just see kind of like the inside of a like a snowy cave area. There's some places where the ceilings of the cave works don't exactly match up. So there is some, you know, dusk light kind of pouring through. Actually, it would probably be about 3 or 4 in the afternoon at this point.
I could waddle down this way and see if
So Maddie, you can kind of see that there's like another chamber up here to the north, and then there's a chamber that's kind of going off to the east.
Okay. I'll come back and talk to everybody. Come back to this little T intersection here. So looks like up ahead we have a room with two more entrances. So if we wanted to crash in there for a bit, that would be a somewhat enclosed area with the 3 points of entry, or maybe we go back.
Anton, you said there were holes in the ceiling, like uneven parts that show the skylight?
Yeah.
So we could actually have a fire in there and not like full of caves.
And not suffocate yourself, yes.
Right.
But that also means that there's more than 3 points of entry. There's also entry from above.
Oh, right.
If we've got something to make a fire, I'll be completely honest, that sounds really good right now.
I would like to look around the corner through the slushy room with the frozen frog.
All right. Are you going to walk into the slushy room?
Can I just lean around the corner and look?
You can see as much as you can see.
Okay.
Leaning around. Because the way that there's like the edges of this kind of cave and the way stuff is kind of put together, you can see into this little alcove where Goteka Fupa is not. You can kind of see that to the south there is a there's like a little bowl-shaped area. That's probably where the toad was hibernating or whatever it was doing. And then to the north, you kind of lose track of vision. I mean, if we want to get like really mathy with it, you can kind of see.
I'll step on the toad.
Okay. That would probably be a dex check. The thing is covered in ice.
Okay.
You're kind of doing it on all fours as you're getting up there. 5, 10, let's see. So your vision would be 30 feet, 60, 5, 10, 15, 20.
I have 30, dark 30, vision 30, 60.
40, 40, 50. It's not dark in here. Just but still. But no, you're good, man.
Just bragging is all.
I have dark vision. 60 feet. My vision is the darkest.
All right.
So you can see to about there. And it looks like the cave continues over this ice to the north.
And I look over to Ogun and I say, this is another potential way that people could sneak in behind us.
I'm saying, I don't feel comfortable staying in this little alcove as that beast burst out of the ice. There could be more stuff that could come up.
Thank you for getting Anu off my head. I appreciate that. I see.
He's so cute.
He is. He's very cute, but I can't see with his butt in my face. So, I think an alligator has a good idea to move into this room to the north. I know there are more entryways, but I mean, there's also more room. So, Matavis makes a good point about the alcove.
Yeah. So far, I think that's probably our best bet.
All right. So you guys go up north. As you start to make your way up north, roar, out from the northern passage, screams an emaciated yeti.
Oh, hello!
Trundling towards you. That would be initiative. Oh, hi!
Good, that's what I was hoping for. Was an oh, hi.
No, that was just that I was making a joke.
I know. I'm still hoping for it, though.
You're really hoping that the Yeti is, like, going to be your buddy.
Yeah. You know, we always, in real life, we assume that people are going to be friendly before we necessarily start attacking them. Just willy-nilly.
We try.
Yeah. You know what happens when you assume?
Yeah, yes.
Yeti smashes your face.
Right. And you land on your ass.
Yep. All right, so let's see. We got, where we're at. Nydia is going on a... So top of the order looks like Matt G. I am going on an 18. So the Yeti's going on an 8. Nope, wait. What am I going on? I'm going on a 17. So I'm next. Looks like Nydia and Maddie are tied. So who's got the higher dex?
Probably Nydia.
We'll go Nydia.
Initiative counts for anything towards that.
16, but... or you are in front of me, so.
We're just going to go 90 Al again. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, my dex is a 10.
Okay. Yeah.
I am not.
Looks like Ogun is bringing up the rear. All right, cool. So, top of the order, Matt G. This thing whips around the corner from that northern chamber. It's kind of bright white, but just stained with ichor and gore. Looking kind of emaciated. Its mouth is all cragged up. And it's just kind of loping towards you quickly. Just big hulking figure. Looking like a stuffed animal with its stuffing all missing. It's coming in quick.
I'm going to run up into its path, plant my feet down, and slice from below upwards.
Roll to hit. I believe that will hit.
Awesome.
That indeed will hit my AC. You have hit my AC.
That's 9 damage.
9 damage. Oh, shit. All right. It's like you slice into him. And now he is coming for you. So he's going to claw. Doesn't look like either of those are going to hit.
Nope.
Yeah. And then he is going to Frightful Gaze. Make a will save DC 16. Or you are going to be paralyzed in fear for 1 round. Whew. And you shake the chilling fingers of fear off as this beast kind of glares down on you. Because, I mean, it's huge, man. You're a big guy. You are a very large
ring flies into the room.
Right.
His willpower so strong.
You're very Hal Jordan monkey would be awesome. You are you're a big fella, and this Yeti towers over you, man. So it is kind of intimidating. This thing just comes out of the darkness and looming up above you like that. But you're able to kind of shake it off. Your sense of duty and honor to your party is bolstering you. You're sure of it, and so you're able to just kind of fight back that fear and hold your position. Next up on the plate is Nydia.
Okay, Nydia is standing there. Trying to remembering, like flashbacking to the other room with the now dead Yetis.
Mm-hmm.
And please forgive me, but I cannot remember everything that we learned.
Okay.
We learned that they have some type of curse on them.
If you did,
or is it undetermined?
I think we just figured out that how skinny they are, they shouldn't be alive.
That you did figure out, yeah.
Something I think we theorized that pestilence came through.
No, famine.
Famine. Sorry, yeah. Famine came through.
Yeah. But I don't think we actually found a cause for it yet.
Okay, so I haven't actually tried anything yet. Like, I'm not going to be redundant if I just try to remove curse from this Yeti.
You can try it and see what happens.
I have to touch, so that means me going up there.
Yeah, you would have to run up there.
Okay. I actually tell Anu to stay back. And I run up, and I... Because he's getting more independent lately. Right?
Yes.
I can tell him to stay back. So, yeah. I try, and I reach out and touch the Yeti. Maybe even like... No, I remember. There was a grapple involved.
You're
a
right.
Grapple check involved, yeah. I wanted to stick their hand in my mouth.
not the best idea in the world.
All right, so this time I reach out and I touch the Yeti.
Okay. So you do that. We will see the results of that and what happens.
Okay.
So next on the plate is Allegan. What is Allegan doing?
Well, he was struck with inspiration, and seeing what Nadia is doing, this is probably going to help, maybe? Allegan pulls out that chunk of blue stone and infuses a spell with positive energy to cast through it. He's going to cast Touch of Mercy.
Okay.
With positive energy.
All right. Roll to hit.
So that is a 17 touch.
That is going to hit like anything less would have missed. You can feel that in your soul.
All right. And will DC is 17.
All right, starry creature deals only non-lethal damage with all its weapon attacks. Interesting. Okay. Interesting. Let's see what happens, shall we? That's weird. That's gonna be weird. So I'm rolling will, right?
Yeah.
All right. This is out of the box type of play. I like it. That's an 8. With a DC 17.
Yeah.
That's probably not the...
So, for the next 8 rounds, non-lethal damage.
Okay. Next? next is Ogun.
I only have 2 left in my ring, but we're about to rest.
Okay.
16 damage if you miss your save.
No, I can't really make a save right now. Yeah, I'm dealing with other stuff. So I will take that 16. Yeah.
I have 1 left in the ring until I rest.
Okay. That's very strange. That's weird. All right. And that would be top of the order. Tevis, what are you doing?
I'm going to hold my attack.
Okay.
Seeing that they've tried to do some stuff to him. So if he comes for any of us, that's when I'll attack him.
All right.
I'm going to see what the effect their spells have took.
Okay. He, on his turn, on its turn, it seems as if it is its body is having some sort of internal struggle. It very accurately gives up the ghost, so it just kind of exhales. And then its body just kind of slumps to the ground, and it is dead.
Oh, no!
So we are out of initiative.
We don't see any spectral thing rise out of it or anything? Or
no, it's attacking. Its kind of arms are up. It's really going into, like, consume. Nydia hits it with a palm. Allegan does some wahidas to it. And it's kind of like between the two of them, it would be as if attacking a spiritual suction cup from two different sides. You create enough give underneath the suction cup, and the suction cup pops. So it is able to release. In my head, I am picturing the soul as being like one of those sticky darts that you shoot at like a glass window, and you have... Sure. You're pulling on it, and it won't come off. But if you get your thumbnails under their side, you can kind of pry it up enough that it just falls off, no big deal.
I believe it was St. Thomas Aquinas who said the soul is like a stinky dart.
It did, yes. It was. That's canon now. Earth canon.
Clearly, the soul is like a dart launched from a Nerf gun.
It knows not where it lands, but once it gets there, it sticks. You always lose it. Anton chews on them. Anyways, so yeah, it expires. Like, you guys, between the two of your different magical forces kind of going at what's happening here, you dislodge something, and it dies.
It's like puppet strings have been cut? It
just crumbles? I'm going to go more towards suction cup.
Yeah.
Because string... String
got a real theme going here.
It just falls right off of the glass.
Yeah, string denotes puppeteer.
Okay.
Yeah, and this isn't that. This is something else. So yeah. Yeah.
Alright. And I would like to look and see if I can find any new information that I didn't get from the other corpses.
Okay. Roll medical or knowledge nature, maybe? Might give you a little bit of something. There's not a lot of damage from you guys to the body.
No. Just wanting to make see if our hunch is accurate. 34.
That's a hell of a roll.
Wow.
So Dr. Nydia, medicine person, she's out here examining the body. It looks like this thing has been eating in a way that is damaging to the body. Like it's not been taking into consideration the physiology of a flesh form as it's been consuming. Not in the same way that a necrotic curse or an undead or living dead would consume, like a zombie or a ghoul would consume either living or dead flesh and damage the corporeal form. This is a corporeal form that was consuming and doing damage to its body in its ravenous hunger. It's a lot of scarge around the mouth, eyes, face. You can see there's holes through the throat area from where it's been swallowing things that are kind of poking out from the insides, and it's still just consuming. That's what you kind of pull from this.
You have touched on one of my childhood fears. I used to catch fish. I had to catch fish, and whatever we caught, we had to gut and clean and debone ourselves.
Right.
Ever since I was a little kid, I had this horrible vision as I was eating my very own fish that, like, I had missed a bone, and it was going to poke through my throat.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to do that. But that is the visual, though. Perfect visual.
Gosh, yeah, it's horrifying.
It's unsettling. It is unsettling.
I would like to drag the body just a few feet so that it blocks that passage, that top northern passage. If anything comes towards us, they'd have to step over it, on it.
Anything that's coming through would have to step.
Y'all cool with that?
Sure.
Sure.
Is that a terrible idea?
No, it slows anything down that had to come through there, so why not?
That's everything I want to do.
I was thinking the same thing about the frog where we were before, you know what I mean?
But oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeti will work just as well.
And I relay everything that I discovered. Like, it's like in those TV shows, the medical TV shows. Explain everything in detail to you.
Where you stand around and go, do you concur? I concur, Dr. Yeah. So-and-so. I concur. Oh, we concur. Everyone's concurring.
Doctor.
Doctor. Doctor. Doctor. Doctor. Doctor. Doctor. Doctor.
If no one's going to do anything else, I guess preparing for bedtime?
Sounds like a good idea. There are only four of us, though, so we're going to have to, I guess, split watches.
There's five. One is just silent.
Ravy's here.
Okay.
She wasn't
coming through with a giant fire breath on the Yeti. So
sorry. Enough. Well, she's also caught up with work stuff. So that's fine. We miss her and love her dearly.
Well, I'll take first watch.
Okay.
I'll join you.
Because I kind of want to check out this rock and see what I can figure out with my remaining energies.
I'm going to say, Ogun, do you want to take the rest first? Because you need your spells back.
Yeah, I'll take second rest. Is there any armor or anything that needs repaired while we're here? Everybody good?
I'm good.
I'm good.
You just looked at my gloves recently.
Right.
Checked them out.
So I guess Allegan and I will take the first watch.
Okay.
I would like to read my medical book for an hour and set the cauldron to light.
Okay.
It's cold in here, right?
Yeah, it's very cold in here, actually.
Yeah. So that would create a fire, and get my cauldron working so when I wake up I can also do some brewing.
Okie dokie. So once we get that kind of rocking and rolling, you guys kind of settle down. Sleep is fairly dreamless. For those sleeping, Alligan's looking at the rock. Matic?
Looking at it, yeah.
Okay. Are you looking at it?
Looking at it.
Looking at it. What are you trying to discern? What's your...
I think earlier I was just kind of rushed and I didn't really stop to reflect on this stone. So let's see if maybe I can remember anything about it and check in my book. We'll try a knowledge of the planes with a 23.
This is dual planar material.
Okay.
It's as much prime as it is elemental plane of earth. For it to have positive energy resonating from it means that it's got to have some pretty odd cross sections. But it is definitely dual planar.
The other thing I'm going to try and do is use my elemental ray.
Okay.
See if I can put some more positive energy into this stone. See if it absorbs it or...
It does not absorb it or deflect it. It just treats it as if... in the same way that if you got a sock wet and then dipped that wet sock into a bathtub, the sock would neither gain more water nor lose water. It would stay the same amount of wet. That makes sense?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So the stone itself is saturated with positive energy. Hitting it with more will neither lessen nor increase the amount of positive energy that you're hitting it with.
Okay. So the rock is innately has positive energy in it, but yet he's still in like a zone of lack of positive energy?
Correct.
I just wanted to understand.
Yes. Well, I'm sure he does too.
I do. Ogun, can I try something? Yes.
It depends on what that is.
I just want to try and heal you. How are you feeling right now?
I'm a little less than full, my full strength, but not too bad.
Okay, so let me try something. And I'm going to try focusing a spell through the stone again at Ogun. Positive energy spell.
Okay. What is your intent?
Just to see if this amplifies it or diminishes it, or so instead of trying to put energy into it, I'm trying to essentially pass energy through it and see if that has any effect on what comes out.
It doesn't pass through it. It shields. It blocks.
So no. I don't take the damage.
Well, it's not damage. It would have been.
You gain the healing because of the area of effect is greater than the size of the stone. But the summation from casting is that if there was a larger size of this stone, that the positive energy would not pass through it.
Okay. So these were more like shields against positive energy.
But
well,
they're
soaking. Well, I mean, can I posit a theory here?
Go ahead.
If there are like
mumbling to himself out loud, and
if they're already saturated with positive energy, they had to get that from somewhere, right?
Correct.
Maybe they're draining it into themselves from, you know, you're a being from the positive energy plane, right?
Right.
You basically are created in that plane of that energy. Maybe that's, they're soaking it up from you, and that's why you're feeling the way you are. Well, that I don't was know, kind of, like I said, it's just a theory.
That was kind of that first test I was trying to do to see if it was absorbing positive energy, which it kind of wasn't.
Hmm. I don't know.
I'm understanding the sock analogy.
You are.
I'm just a caveman. Your technology confuses and frightens me.
Don't diminish your abilities. And, I'm as befuddled as you are, but
it is befuddling.
I think I'm starting to understand.
Maybe. I think you're starting to pick it up.
Yeah. These were... I don't know. It's entirely possible that these creatures didn't use these stones with the intention of blocking positive energy. They may have gotten them from somewhere else also. Mm. Or if they did build them with those intentions, what were they trying to protect against?
It could be a lot of things. It's positive energy. I mean, it could be Archons. Could be.
Yeah, if the Archons were coming to mess with them too.
Archons always be harassing.
And of course, if the Archons couldn't come in and get them, something else more powerful could waltz right in and mess with them a different way.
These are strong theories.
Yeah. I'll put the stone up. I won't be trying to channel anything through it again.
Okay.
Learned that.
All right. Are you guys doing anything else on your watch?
I'm just going to pray.
I guess I'll just start... Because I was flipping through my book looking for a scrying spell for Logoth for some reason. I forget what that reason was. But I might switch my studying to anything I can find on Archons.
Okay.
And seeing, I don't know, how, I guess just any info I can find on them in this recorded tome.
Okay. I will mark that down as your new intent.
Because with my elemental powers growing, I'm a little concerned about what attentions I may draw.
It's always a good thing to be concerned about.
Or what I may start becoming.
Right, exactly.
Which, next level, a lot of stuff's going to start popping off.
If my summation is correct, actually, you guys should level, if not after this game, after next one. So, first watch ends. Second watch begins.
I'm brewing a itching curse potion.
Okay.
And watching around while I'm stirring the pot. Watching Anu be cute. Am I right that... and we can save this conversation for later. Am I right in understanding that witches cannot use any armor ever? It just says no armor.
Because your gloves are considered armor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. So, brewing potions, general upkeep in the evening.
What's the light like?
I mean, it's getting on to be like early. You guys went camped and kind of went to bed around like 5 or 6.
In
the evening. So, like, first watch takes you to probably about, I would say like midnight. Ish, somewhere in there, 11 midnight, somewhere in there.
So it's dark enough to commune with my sword.
Yes.
Cool. How far away would I have to go to commune with him?
Far enough away that no, you were out of sight of everybody else.
I just say no. Yeah, I'm just gonna nip around the corner for a minute.
Okay, gonna feeling a bit shy. Or are you smoking again?
I'm just going to talk to my sword. Ravy didn't fire at me fireball, so I'm smoke free for
it. is that what they call it now? Talking to your sword.
I'm going to talk to it hard.
Oh man, sword's really talking today.
Okay, very uncomfortable. I'll just be here in this room.
Okay, don't look.
I won't. I don't want to.
Yeah, so is that good enough?
Yeah, that should be all right.
Okay, I'm just going to, like, ask him how he's feeling in this place.
It feels like it takes longer for the shadows to sync up, for the communication to work. And you, when he speaks, you cannot really hear him. It's as if it's a little muffled. And he recognizes that's happening. So he just kind of gives you the impression that the nature of the place that you're in makes it difficult to commune. And it would be best to get the hell out of here quicker than lingering. Getting out of these caves would probably be the best idea. You kind of get that impression, but it's very difficult for him to commune with you.
Yeah, has this ever happened before?
No, not really, because you never tried to commune when you were in the Temple of Kavagar, but you feel like that would have probably had the same results.
Just for shits and giggles then, I'm going to do an arcana check to see if I can see why this is happening.
Okay, go for it.
Hey, two.
Okay, Nydia, make a perception check.
27.
Nice.
Okay, close. Very close. But not close enough.
Jeez.
You were two off.
27? Well,
what she's trying to... What is trying not to be perceived naturally starts at 30 when it wants to be stealthy.
Oh, no.
So
I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
You have no idea.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to come back to camp if I can't talk to my sword.
You kind of stand up and start like re-ceremoniously putting your blade back into the sheath and everything. And you think you see the shade of your god for a moment. And then out of the edge of shadow light walks Anu. It just kind of trundles out, and this little black dragon otter-looking entity is looking up at you, and you're looking down at it.
Hey, buddy.
And it just kind of cocks its head to one side. Hello.
Okay. Can you talk this whole time? Does Nydia know?
No.
Why have you just decided to talk now?
Now.
Okay, I'm guessing you just learned to talk. I kind of like offer my hand out for him to crawl up.
And it jumps up under your palm and then kind of makes its way around your waist and starts like tapping the hilt of your sword. Just kind of tapping it with its little paw.
Okay, I'll draw it.
So you're holding the blade. So the blade is facing down. And you're kind of holding it at arm's length, and the portion of the hilt that goes up atop your palm is you're staring at the face of Dark, which is the dragon deity that has been carved into the handle of your sword. And Anu's kind of wrapped around your arm and then up, and it perches its little hands on top of Dark's head, and it's looking at you with its little otter face. And you kind of watch for a brief second as the otter face starts to shift slightly, and it gets the eight eyes of Dark across its little face, and it kind of blinks at you. And a little bit of a chill runs down your spine.
A good chill or a bad chill?
A familiar feeling.
Yeah. Okay, so Anu can't talk, can he? You were possessing Anu?
And it just kind of grins.
Nice. We best not tell Nadia about this, or she'll kick my ass.
and it brings up a little paw and goes, shh. And it snakes back down and plops off your shoulder and scampers off into the shadow light again.
Well, that was interesting. I'm guessing we should get out of here, though. We'll address this later. I'll keep my sword drawn for now, because I feel like he wanted me to draw him. And I'll, did Arno go back around this way?
Or no, it went into the shadow? It went back into the shadows, kind of, you're looking for him and you just don't know where the hell he went.
Okay, so I'll cautiously return to the group, and first thing I'll look for is if Arno is on. No idea.
He's not, but he is just kind of over here in the shadows, like kind of poking at the Yeti corpse, very nonchalantly, as if he had been there the whole time.
Okay, I'll go over to Arno and see if he gives me any indication of do this, please, or something.
Right.
Kind of like, is Timmy down the well?
And he's just, he kind of looks up at you and then looks back at the corpse and is just like patting around the corpse and kind of walks over here and just plops down, curls up to a ball, and looks like it's going to take itself a little rest.
Okay, for safety's sakes, then I'll come around the corpse and just give it a double tap, just a nice quick slice into the head.
And you feel like as you do that, its body jolts for a minute, and then truly expires, and whatever regeneration was probably happening has now been stopped.
And I give a little whistle. Can't whistle, my lips are too dry. Whistle to Nadia and go, hey, I think I just killed this thing again.
What?
I was just being safe, giving it a double tap, and it kind of made the movement of death. So I think you should check it out and see if it's got some kind of restoration dealy thing.
Okay. All right. So I do as my security suggests.
And you're looking at it, and as you're kind of looking at the body, some of the areas where they're, sorry, I'm going to have to be talking about this. There's a reason I brought it up earlier. Some of the areas where the throat has the holes in it and such, you can kind of see flecks of blue as the bones are knitting themselves, or were knitting themselves back together.
Is the blue like a foreign material that's not... natural to Yetis?
How familiar are you with Yetis? You're not.
Are there a lot of Yetis in Cinderfall?
There are no Yetis in Cinderfall. This is the first time you've encountered one of these entities.
But I did see blue stuff in the other Yetis that
Yes.
Okay. All right.
This is potentially very bad. I'm going to go on a whim and say this might be due to the way we first knocked him out with your magic. But we've killed a fair few of these things down the road. I think we should wake everyone up and start moving in case the same kind of thing's happening with them.
Oh, because you didn't double tap them in the head, huh? The other ones.
Some of them got pretty bashed up, but I can't remember if we did it to everyone.
And I don't want to hear.
Don't want a Yeti army coming up from behind.
How much more time do they need to sleep to get a full rest?
Probably at least another 2 hours.
You think we could wait the 2 hours so they could get a full rest?
Yeah, I'll be on guard, but
I'll also
be ready to book if we need to.
Okay. I'll watch the other entrance. Exit-y thing. I'll be ready. I probably by now. I don't know how long potion making lasts. I don't see anything that says. I could be wrong, but it's up to you, Anton. Either I didn't get my potions, or maybe did.
I think you do. I think you'd get them. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I'm also going to be extra safe, and I'm going to take the head off and move it away from the body.
Okay. As you sever the head, you notice that the bones of the Yeti are the same blue as the stone that the bells are made of.
I show this to Nadia. Like, something else you might want to check out.
But that's interesting to you because the piles of bones that were being consumed and the bones that you saw in the Yetis previously were that kind of black, tar-like, kind of corrupted look. So this seems different.
Okay. So I like pull out one of the bells very carefully not to let it make any noise, but this is like Yeti bone? Or cursed Yeti bone?
You could draw whatever conclusions you wish to draw.
What did we discover the bells meant? Because I think we got a little information from that. Were they some kind of ward or something?
Jim?
So Allegan. Yeah.
Maddie,
Allegan.
Do you remember?
They're asleep, remember?
Yeah, I was just saying, whoa, I'm sleeping.
All right. So, just me, Ma'at, Claire, I remember nothing. I remember learning nothing.
Yeah, and I don't think they, I don't think, like, when there was a switching of the guard, there wasn't a, we tell them what we discovered, now we're going to go to sleep conversation.
Mm.
Just you guys woke up and they went to sleep kind of thing.
Are you getting any magical vibe off the bones?
Do an arcana check?
Yes, but in the sense that it's naturally forming. It's not, there's not like an active spell effect or anything going on.
Like, just like natural, like the kind of thing like Dawnstone gives you that feeling?
No, more like Cockatrice's beak is always going to be magical. A
unicorn horn is always going to be magical.
Displace her beast skin.
Cut it off.
Yeah, it's naturally forming. So, yeah, it's natural. It's magic in the sense that it's magic.
Their bones are magic.
Yeah, that's the takeaway.
Hmm. We were discussing that pestilence might have been through here. Maybe somewhere in this...
Not pestilence. Famine.
Famine. Do you reckon there might be another kind of like laboratory like in the last place?
No, like Churis? Oh.
And they're experimenting on the Yetis? And this is just another version? Because these are a bit different. This one's different from the others we've killed.
Wait, is it?
Yeah, the bones weren't blue on the other ones.
The ones in the other room we just came out of, were they blue?
Nope.
No, they were not.
So I'm feeling better about the Yeti army coming back.
yeah.
But I was communing with my... Well, trying to commune with my blade. And I... couldn't really talk to him, and that is not a good sign. So I'd like to leave as soon as we can. And this is just adding to that feeling.
Have you ever explained who your weapon is and god is and stuff?
No, he keeps that on the DL.
So would you have said that? Would have Mativis just said that if it's on the down low?
You know I talk to the sword now and then, because you see me go off and talk to him. And if you remember, I told you about the goatee things, and my sword warned me about them.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
So I relay information that he gives me, but I don't talk about him.
You've got a magic sword. It's my understanding that you have a magic sword. All right. Yeah, I totally understand. I don't want to stay here much longer, but I also don't want to leave before everyone is at their peak. Spell-wise, health-wise.
Same, because something very bad's here.
Yeah. Alright. So.
But the urgency has gone up than it had before.
Yeah. And I'm doing my best to look down this tunnel. To make sure we're not going to be...
What, this tunnel?
Snuck up on. Yeah, the one to the right. The northeast, the east tunnel.
There you go.
Oh.
It opens up for a while. There's some blood stainage, and then there's a cave wall.
I tell, hey, Mativis, speaking of that, I see some blood down there, but no movement as of yet.
Okay, well, we'll keep our attention down these corridors. Let's not go exploring yet.
No, I don't want to go exploring. I just don't want to get snuck up on.
And maybe Allegan would like to have a look at this skull once he wakes up as well. See if he can get any vibes from it.
And we can, there's pretty much not going to be anything that goes down, so we can jump to that point if you guys want to wake up the other party members.
Yeah, I sure do. Allegan! Allegan! It's time to wake up!
I kind of hold the skull like next to his face, so when he wakes up, he sees it.
And I slap you on the arm. You stop that. Don't scare our friend. It's not nice.
Did you make a skull out of the blue stone?
No, man, this is the Yeti skull. That thing was coming back to life.
I hold up the chunk of rock that I have next to the skull.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're pretty similar materials.
Same material. The bell is just, or the rock is just polished, where the skull is more naturally formed.
And roughly how big is a Yeti skull?
It's big, dude. You could probably, like, I don't know, camp in the thing like a pup tent.
Or use it as a helmet.
No, I mean, it's like the size of fucking Allegan. Like,
or use it as a bell. I wasn't asking.
Yes, yeah.
Make armor out of the skull.
Right. Yeah, that would totally be possible. In fact, Yetis probably coming in different shapes and sizes. There could be some Yeti skulls that were as big as 3 feet and some as small as like a foot.
Yeah, so I'm starting to think that all those bells we've seen were Yeti skulls. And I'm Nydia, please don't freak out, but I'm almost wondering if we had allowed him to regenerate, if he still would have been as ravenous as he was when we put him down.
Oh, no. Now I feel terrible. But was there any sign during the healing process that leans toward that?
I mean, do you really want me to tell you because you guys didn't check?
I assumed I would have noticed something like that from the medicine check. I could go over to the body.
You made a medicine check upon its death.
Yeah.
Didn't make another check upon waking up and going and looking at the body. He double tapped it before.
Right. Yeah. Right. And I checked it afterwards, but.
Right.
But between, like, when I checked it the first time after the remove curse and I checked it the second time after the double tap, was there any healing that looked like maybe they wasn't going to be a hungry curse?
I think it's safe to surmise, yes.
Oh, I feel so terrible now.
Well, I mean, we didn't know. You said when you looked at this thing, there are flecks of the blue stone in the blood, like in the wounds.
Yeah, that's the bone that was knitting back together.
So I'm wondering if when we put the wahidas on it, that didn't knock out whatever's going on with them. Maybe that's what's allowing them, or was allowing this one to regenerate. Because all the Yeti down below had those, they had like disgusting black skeletons, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Blighted skeletons. All right, we need to do that again. And then I squint my eyes at Mativis and not stab them in the head.
It was Anu's fault.
No.
Oh, we're blaming Anu now.
No, I say like,
it was the baby.
I made a judgment call. It seemed right at the time. We still don't know if this thing would have been friendly if that's what you're proposing.
Well, that is also very true. I don't think it was going to make us cookies and scones and hot tea, but...
Speaking of that, while y'all say that, I do make those things. Cookies and scones.
But it is worth, I don't know, it might be worth trying? Because they obviously had some intelligence.
And I don't think, whatever was going on, whatever curse was put on these creatures obviously is making them not act like their usual selves. We can't assume that a Yeti would... They are super smart. We've seen some of their altars and stuff. There's not a guarantee that they would have attacked us. I think it was just so late that we were jumping at shadows and stuff. Imagining the worst. Yeah, Ogun?
I was going to say, isn't the personification of hunger the Wendigo? Which is a Yeti-like creature?
Yeah. So they could be aligned with that one. But then, if they were aligned with the Wendigo, why would they have been altered?
Well, it's probably like the thing that escaped from the chamber that was just booking once it got out. This is probably just like a Yeti settlement. And this thing, another one of those things has probably come through here. Fuck shit up. We're landed in the middle of it. Like, there's some really bad juju going here. On here. I cannot communicate with my sword.
That's what I think, too.
Famine or hunger, but they might just be, you know, the unfortunate creatures caught up in it.
Yeah. Which may mean that they could be reasoned with.
If I was a stray avatar of hunger and I didn't want to get messed with by the Archons and other, you know, anything else positively aligned, this is where I would go.
Yeah, these bones have a weird property of kind of blocking positive energy, and I think the bigger they are, the more energy they'll be able to block.
Well, should we go on?
Definitely. I think one thing we should bear in mind, like, are these things kind of like comets in a way, and this is just kind of like the tail end of their shit taking effect on surroundings?
I think it's safer to assume that things are going to get worse the deeper we go in. We'll find the source, maybe.
But if I was one of those seven deadly sins or personifications of those deadly sins, and I wanted to keep hidden from the forces of the positive plane or whatever, like the Archons and stuff, I mean, I would hide in a Starstone vault, like we're our city of Dawnstone, like we were in before. Or a cave full of positive, energy blocking rocks like this. I mean, this would be a perfect hideout for that kind of spirit.
Which is terrifying for us right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, also, I feel like this is where we should be, too.
Yeah, it's more unsettling to think if this thing hits a population and a large settlement. Because as we know, all our settlements are pretty much walled in. If this thing gets into one of those, it's pretty much done and dusted. Because it's not like people can go out into the wilderness.
Right. It'd be almost like a mystic germ bomb. You know what I mean? It'd be like passing hunger or whatever to thousands. We need to get the hell out of this place.
Read through the Hero's Feast. We've got some stuff that'll hopefully help us as we go on.
So you guys are going to get back into travel mode.
Either north or east. There's blood to the east, but the Yeti came from the north.
We have a coin? I mean, we don't have any any way of knowing which is the quickest way out of here.
There's blood over to the east. We didn't see anything to the north.
I'm going to say, we've been following the blood trail so far, but that will probably lead us to the source. But possibly also a way out, because if this thing is just booking it like the other one, it's got a destination.
Yeah.
So it might be leading us to the way out as well. And the Yeti did come from the north.
That seems as good a reason as any.
So you guys are going east?
Sure.
I guess so.
I was just saying, somebody say something.
Yes.
Tonight's episode brought to you by Fuck You, Walt. That's right. Fuck You, Walt. Everything is here for a reason. Once again, by Fuck You, Walt.
I don't know what that meant.
Long story.
Okay. All right.